ॐ यश्चन्दसामृषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृता आत्सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया आस्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासम् शरीरम् मे विचर्षणम् जह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णा आभ्याम् भूरि विश्वम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतम् मे गोपाय आवहन्ति वितन्वाना कुर्वाणा चिरमात्मनः वासागुंसि मम गावश्च अन्नपाने च सर्वदा ततो मे श्रियमावह नोमशाम् पशुभिः सह स्वाहा आमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तिमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा प्रमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा तमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा शमायन्तु ब्रह्मचारिणः स्वाहा यशोजने सानि स्वाहा श्रेयान् वस्यसो सानि स्वाहा तन्त्वापगप्रविशानि स्वाहा समापगप्रविश स्वाहा तस्मिन् सहस्रशाखे निपगाहन् त्वयि मृजे स्वाहा यथापप्रहृतायन्ति यथा मासा अहर्जरम् एवम् माम् ब्रह्मचारिणः धातरायन्तु सर्वतः स्वाहा प्रतिवेशोऽसि प्रमाभाहि प्रमापद्यस्व अहम् पृच्छसि अहम् वृक्षस्य रेरिव कीर्तिः पृष्ठम् गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वनृतमस्मि द्रविणघुंसवर्चसम् सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम् That's the last page that you have there. Starts with Sahanabhavata. Do you have it, Edward? It says page 22 at the top.
Yeah, I
got
it.
Okay. Om Sahanabhavatu, Sahanau Punattu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai. तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ ब्रह्मविरा आप्नोति परम् It's, you know, it's just the last part that we're working on.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Om Om Brahma Vira Abnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man सो ओष्णिते सर्वान् कामान् सह ब्रह्मणा विपश्चिथेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मात् आत्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्यपृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधिभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः स वा एष पुरुषोन्नरसमयः तस्येदमेव शिरः ayam dakshinah pakshah, ayam uttarah pakshah, ayam atmaa, idam puccham pratishtha, tarabhyesha shloko bhavati. Okay. Now repeat after me. But just for your, to make note, this Brahma Vidapnoti Param, if you want to be memorizing important, you know, the important verses that we're going to be going through, the Brahma Vidapnoti Param, down through the middle of the third line, so this, I'll just chant the part that you need to, that you might want to memorize. Om Brahma Vidapnoti Param Tadesha Bhyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Paramedhyo Man So Oshvite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti. That part. If you wanted to do one more line, sometimes Swamiji will do that. And the next sentence also. That's the... I mean, of course we could memorize the whole thing, but you'll often hear those him saying those verse lines. And if you wanted to cut it even shorter than that, you would just do the first two lines up to Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Padame Vyoman, stopping there. That would be kind of the minimum. Okay, so we're good. What I'm thinking of doing is making a sheet that we keep going over every day of all the most important verses, the most important sections.
Can just chant that.
I'm always chanting.
We used to have the chanting section of all the shlokas we used to
of all the shantipathas.
At the beginning of,
So what we'll do is just keep these very important ones till they just become second nature for us. And then those who want to do more, you can memorize the whole Taittiriya, but that's a bigger task. Right. So let's go to Anadvai now. Everybody there? Anadvai praja prajayante. So repeat after me. Anadvai praja prajayante.
Anadvai praja prajayante.
Yak kascha prithivi gashtataha.
Ya kascha prithivigashritaha
ato anne naiva jivanti
ato anne naiva jivanti
athaina dapiyanchan tatah
athaina dapiyanchan tatah
annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam
annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam
Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate.
Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate.
Sarvam vaitainamapnuvanti.
Sarvam vaitainamapnuvanti.
Yenam brahmopasate.
Yenam brahmopasate.
Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Annagum hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate.
Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate.
Annaat bhutani jayante.
Annaat bhutani jayante.
Jatanyanena vardhante.
Jatanyanena vardhante
ajyateti cha bhutani
ajyateti cha bhutani
tasmad annantaruchyate iti
tasmad annantaruchyate iti.
Okay. Now this next section. So repeat after me.
Excuse me, did we quit translating it
Oh, that's all we got to? Okay,
sorry. Here? That's where I started.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't do
Annagum
Hibutanam.
Oops. All right. Let's start there then. From Annagum?
Yeah.
Everybody there? Sorry. Okay. So I'll do it with the Sandhi broken. Repeat after me. Annam.
Annam hi bhutanam.
Annam hi bhutanam.
Hi bhutanam jeshtam.
Annam hi bhutanam
jeshtam.
Annam.
Okay. Annam means food. Indeed. Food indeed. Of all beings, bhutanam, genitive plural. Annam is neuter, nominative singular. Food is the jeshtam, the eldest. Jeshtam means eldest, like the elder brother or the firstborn. So, of all the beings, among all the beings, annam is jeshtam. So annam is nominative singular and jeshtam nominative singular. So annam is jeshtam.
I feel like we've done this.
Well, it's repeating.
Oh, it's repeating. That's
yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's repeating. Annam is jeshtam among all the beings.
What's jeshtam?
Yeah, the eldest. Means the firstborn.
Food.
Food is. Food is the firstborn of all beings. Of all creatures, of all that is. Of all that has come into manifestation, food comes first. Before all of the plants, before all of the animals, before the human being, there's first food, because all living beings come from food. So food is first. Food comes first.
Food comes before plants?
Food. Well, maybe plants are the food.
I'm just trying to get oriented.
Before the beans, okay? You're right, Edward. That's true. The food comes from the Oshadis. I was thinking of living beings, so you're absolutely right. Food is the firstborn among all the living beings, okay? Tasmat. Therefore, repeat after me. Tasmat, therefore.
Tasmat.
Sarva, sarvaushadam.
Sarvaushadam.
Uchate. Tasmat, sarvaushadam, uchate.
Tasmat,
sarvaushadam, uchate. So tasmat, sarva, oshadam. Actually, it should be sarva oshadam uchate. Therefore, it is said, uchate, passive from vach, it is said, to be the oshadam, the medicine for all. For all the beings, therefore, annam, because it's jeshtam, it is uchate, it is said to be sarva oshadam. The aushada means, comes from the oshadis, that comes from the herbs. That's which is born of the herbs. So that's the medicine. So that which is, you know, coming from the herbs is the aushadi, the aushadam. That's the medicine. So it is said to be the medicine for all. Okay? Then unknot. This is repetition. Then unknot. Now we're going to something different. Annat bhutani jayante.
Annat bhutani jayante.
Annat, fifth case, from food, bhutani, beings, are born. From food, the bhutas, nominative plural. From food, the bhutas, the living beings, jayante, are born. Everybody see that? Janja, to be born. It's fourth Atmanepada. Janja, to be born. Jatani. Anena. Varadante. Jatani, those things which are born, having been born, those which have been born, jatani, nominative plural. Anena, by food, instrumental singular. Varadante, grow, increase. From food, the beings are born. Those that are born, vardante, increased, grow by food. Adjite. Adjite. Adjite.
Apti.
Cha.
Bhutani.
Adjite means it is eaten. It is eaten. And it eats. Ati means it eats. So adyate, it's going back to annam. That food is eaten and it eats the beans. What they say is that because the food is going to go back, the beans go back into food. And as you grow old, the food starts eating the bean. Because what you end up with is only food. Right? You start with food. You know, because of food, the beans are born. The beans are born from food. They grow by food, and then they resolve back into food. So the food is both eaten, adyate, passive, and etti, it's both eaten and it eats.
How does it eat?
As you dissolve, in the end, you dissolve into food. And as you start shrinking, the food...
Yeah, I've done that.
You're doing that because you're getting old.
I know. It's,
you're shrinking.
It's something else.
I'm sorry. I was kidding. Adite, etita bhutani, here accusative plural. It is eaten. It is eaten and it eats the beans. Okay. Tasmat, there. Tasmat annam.
Tasmat annam.
Tad uchate.
Uchate. Oh, the A drops.
Oh, yeah, uchate. That A drops, right? Uchate iti. That you see, uchata, the A has dropped by Sunday. Tasmat annam tat uchate iti. Okay, everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Therefore, food what?
Therefore, that is called food. Annam is food. A nominative singular. Nominative singular, uchate, is called iti. You could say, therefore, that is called, it gets the appellation of food. Right? That from which all beings are born or sustained and what it goes back into, that is food. So therefore, that is called food, annam. Because he gives the etymology here, it is eaten and it eats. So annam comes from this ad, to eat. Everybody see? So they're giving the etymology of annam. Because it is eaten and it eats, therefore it is called annam. You see the adyate iti? Adyate eti tabhutani, that's the etymology for annam. So it is therefore, that is called annam. Iti, thus. So far so good? Mm-hmm. So this completes this section. Let's chant this part. And then we'll see what time it is and go on to the next part. And we're going to annagum hibhutanam jeshtam. Really there? Annagum hibhutanam jeshtam. 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 Tasmaat sarvaushadam uchate. 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 Annaat bhutani jayante. 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 Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena. Jatanyanena. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Adyate ticha bhutani. 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 Tasmadannam tadujjata iti. 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 Let's go back to the Annagum. Annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam. Annagumhi bhutanam jeshtam. Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate. Tasmaat sarvaushadamuchyate. Annaat bhutani jayante. Annaat bhutani jayante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Jatanyanena vardhante. Adyate ticha bhutani. Adyate ticha bhutani. Tasmadannantaruchyata iti. Tasmadannantaruchyata iti. Okay. Let's go to the next section. Oh, we're going to have a
Easter.
Yeah. Okay. So repeat after me. Tasmat va.
Etasmat.
Annarasamayat.
Tasmat va.
Etasmat. Anna rasamayat. So tasmat va etasmat anna rasamayat. Then anyontara.
Anyontara.
Atma.
Atma.
Prana mayaha.
Prana mayaha.
Anyontara.
Anyontara.
Atma.
Atma.
Prana mayaha.
Prana mayaha.
Prana mayaha. Tenaisha Purnaha.
Tenaisha
Purnaha.
Tenaisha Purnaha.
Sava Esha Purusha Vidya Eva.
Sava Esha Purusha Vidya Eva.
Sava Esha.
Sava Esha.
Purusha Vidya.
Purusha
Vidya.
Purusha
Vidya. Eva.
Eva.
Sava Esha Purusha Vidya Eva.
Sava Esha Purusha
Vidhatam. Tasya Purusha Vidhatam.
Tasya Purusha
Vidhatam.
Vidhatam.
Tasya Purusha Vidhatam.
Tasya Purusha
Vidhatam. Anvayam.
Anvayam.
Purusha Vidhaha.
Purusha Vidhaha.
Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha.
Anvayam Purusha Vidhaha.
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Tasya prana eva shiraha.
Let's see how we do. Let's go back to the tasmat. To the tasmat va. Okay. Tasmat va etasmat anna rasamayat. So, breaking the sandhi. Tasmat. Vai, right? The vai becomes va. I becomes aya. The yakara drops and you get va. So tasmat vai, etasmat, anna rasa mayat. Okay? Now to make a whole sentence, we need the next line. Anyaha, if I break this in, the anyaha, antaraha, atma, prana mayaha. Okay? That says, the vai is just means indeed. So, from that, from this. From this, anarasamaya, from this which is made of food. Anarasa, made of the essence of food. Anarasa means the essence of food. And this came before this anarasamaya. So from that, from this, which is that, means what we've been talking about. First, from that, from this. So remember that construction? The tasmat will refer back to what we've been talking about. So indeed, from that, from this, which is that, which is that maya, anarasamaya, means composed of, comprised of, the essence, the rasa of food. So from this food, from this essence of food, which we've just discussed, anyaha, another, which is antaraha, which is inside, which is inner, atma, another self, which is inner. There is another, you would say like this, you know, from that self which is composed of food, there is another self which is inner. It's interior to that. The inner will govern the fifth case, right? So in Sanskrit, you say it's inner from that, it's interior to that.
Oh.
You see what I mean? So the fifth case goes with the antara. It's inner from that. It will govern the fifth case. So another which is inner, different from that. The anyaha both will be like that, anyaha and antara. There is another atma, which is inner, which is the pranamayaha, which is called the pranamaya. So the pranamaya, composed of prana, composed of the vayu, composed of air, of wind. Right. So this atma is, there's another atma which is interior, which is inner to the anamaya, the physical body which is made of food. Okay. There's another one which is interior to that, another atma. Then it says, tena eshaha purnaha. This one, this body, this one composed of the essence of food, this one, by that, tena, by that, this purnaha is filled. So the vayu, the pranamayaha, actually fills this anamayaha.
Yeah.
Okay? So by that, tena, eshaha, this body, okay, purnaha is filled. Purnaha comes from pr, long r. Purnaha is the past passive participle of pr, is filled. So we think, you know, purnamada, it also means that which is absolutely full. It's a word we use for infinite. But it literally is a past passive participle that means filled. So by that, this means yeshaha, this physical body, purnaha, is filled.
Is this sort of experiential?
It is experiential if you think about it. The prana, the vital force, fills the body.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you accept there is a vital force, yeah. So, but by that, this purnaha is filled. Saha, eva, eshaha. Saha eva eshaha,
purush
saha vai eshaha, purusha vidyaha eva. That says, that indeed this same construction means that this pranamaya, but Lula says that indeed this, purusha vidyaha eva. Is in the purusha vidyaha, means it's the purusha akara. It has the form. The vidyaha here means akara. It has the form of the purusha, of the person. So in other words, that which is innermost takes the shape, it takes the form of that which is outer. Because the pranamaya fills this physical body. So since it's filling this physical body, it takes on the form of the physical body. I think Shankara used an example, like if you have a pot and you fill it with water. The water itself doesn't have the shape of the pot, but if it's poured into the pot and it fills the pot, it'll take the shape of the pot. So the pranamaya, even though it itself doesn't have the shape of this physical body, when it's filling this physical body, then it will be purusha vidyaha. It will have the akara, the form of the purusha. Okay. So this innermost pranamaya fills this physical body and takes the shape of the physical body. Okay? Okay? In alone. It, that this has that pranamaya, that this pranamaya indeed is purusha vidyaha, bahuvrihi. It has the form, the vidyaha, it has the form of the purusha, of the person. Eva indeed, only.
What is form?
Vidyaha. Purusha vidya means akara. Purusha vidya.
There's a lot of these saha esha tasmat et tasmat constructions here, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try this. I'll let's see. Tasya
purusha.
Tasya purusha vidyatam. I have to check something.
Oh, we tried.
Is it really cold in here?
Yeah, no, it's a little bit. If you don't move, you warm up. No, stand up and warm up high.
I think Tessia goes to the Anarasamaya, but I have a doubt, so I have to check it. Are you cold? Because up here it's hot.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get up there.
You can stand on this. Do you need this?
It's really cold?
No, I think it's just my house is cold. I think it's about
cold. You know, I have a real cuddly blanket. Do you want it?
No, thank you.
Okay.
It got cold last night.
Yes, I haven't been keeping the heat on. You know what?
If you
stand
next to the
tree,
honestly,
it
really helps.
Yeah.
It's got like a spot right there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to this. Tasya Purusha Vidyatam. Tasya Purusha Vidyatam. What I had to look up was what the Tasya was referring to, I had a doubt. It's referring to, it means of that, Purusha Vidyatam, right? That goes to the anarasamaya, the food sheath, right? So the purusha vidyatam says, you know, that which is made of food, it's the vidyatam that ties the abstract, right? It has the form of the person. Because the anarasamaya, that which the food sheath, it takes the physical form of the person. So for that, for the that which is made of the essence of food, of that which is made of the essence of food, purusha vidyatam, that has for its nature the form of the person. That enjoys the form of the person.
But we just said in the prior sentence the form of the person was of the inner of the pranamaya kosha, right?
Well, here that this pranamaya kosha takes the form of the person. And of the anamaya, the purusha, that the anamaya has the purusha vidyatam. Then it says, it's just explaining. Then in the next section it says, anvayam, see that?
Mm-hmm.
Anu ayam purusha vidyaha. This pranamaya, that I am, this pranamaya, is purusha vidyaha in the form of the person. See the anu?
Mm-hmm.
Following after the purusha vidyatam, the state of being in the form of the purusha, tasya, of the anamaya. So this is what it's saying. This pranamaya is the form of the, takes the form of the purusha, of the person. Following after the form of the person of the anamaya. Because the anamaya, the anna, food takes the form of the person. Right? This person here is made of food. This physical body is made of food. Right? And so this physical body, which is made of food, then you pour the prana into it, and so the prana is going to take the form of the physical body, which is made of food. Okay? Do you see how it's just explaining that?
So we're just likened to a big pot, is that the idea?
Yes, the physical body.
Yeah.
So, look, if you read these two lines backwards, tasya purusha vidhatam, the purusha vidhatam is in the accusative singular because of the anu. Anu means after. It's governing the accusative there. So anu, after the taking the form of the body, tasya, of the anamaya kosha, of that which is made of food. Ayam, this pranamaya, is of the form of the purusha. This pranamaya, it takes the form of the purusha, of the person, following after the anamaya, which has taken the form of the person. Does it make any sense?
Yeah.
At least if you understand the concept, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then, tasya pranaha eva shiraha. Pranaha eva shiraha. Of that person, tasya, of that, for that pranamaya, that has taken the form of the purusha, okay? Prana alone is the head. Prana means the outgoing breath. So remember the pranamaya has the prana, apana, jnana, samana, and udana. It has these five aspects. Prana is the outgoing breath. Apana is the ingoing breath, right? Jnana is the circulatory system. Samana is the digestive system. Udana is the peristaltic movement. So the pranamaya has these five things. So it says, tasya pranaha, of that pranamaya kosha which has taken the form of the purusha, prana indeed is the head. Vinci? Nominative, all nominatives.
And the head means?
Well, this is like an upasana, this physical head. Say if the prana takes the shape of the purusha, then the prana has five parts. So the outgoing breath is one of the parts. So we assign to the outgoing breath the head.
There's going to be more body parts. Okay.
Just like in the anamaya kosha, there are all these body parts. Then it says, dhyanaha dakshinaha pakshaha. Say that.
Vyano
dakshinaha
pakshaha.
So vyano dakshinaha pakshaha.
Vyano dakshinaha pakshaha.
Vyanaha is the circulatory system. That is the right side. Dakshinaha means right, pakshaha side. Vyana, all nominatives. Vyanaha dakshinaha pakshaha. Vyanaha is the right side. Vyanaha circulatory is the right side. Apanaha uttaraha pakshaha.
Apanaha uttaraha pakshaha.
Apanaha uttaraha pakshaha.
Apanaha uttaraha pakshaha.
Apana, the ingoing breath, is the left side. So vyanaha is the dakshinaha pakshaha, is the right side. Apanaha, the ingoing breath, is the uttaraha pakshaha, is the left side.
What's left and what's side? I'm sorry.
Uttaraha is left.
Okay.
And pakshaha is side.
Okay.
Dakshinaha is right. Pakshaha is side.
Okay.
Then akashaha, space, is the atma.
Akashaha.
Akashaha, atma. Now for akasha, you can make a note and get this from the Bhasha. Akasha is standing for the samana. By space, they're referring to, in this context of the five parts, akasha is referring to the samana, which is the digestive system.
So,
Oh, man, this is strong.
Especially with this music.
Yeah, really. The song is not doing that.
I was trying to remember the name of that song. You know?
Prithivi Pucham Pratishta.
Prithivi,
the earth. Pucham is the tail. These are all nominatives. Prithivi is the pucham, is the tail, which is pratishta, which is the basis, the support. Tad api esha shlokaha bhavati.
Tad api esha shlokaha bhavati.
So, tad api esha, so it would be tat api esha. Shlokaha bhavati.
Shlokaha bhavati.
That also, this shlokaha verse is. There is also for that this shloka. The tat is for that, in reference to that, there is this shloka, which is from the Brahmana section, which is going to come up. Okay. So now, let me just tell you a couple of things about this. This is a vision of, it's almost like the Panchikarana. It's a vision of the creation. How in the beginning from Brahman, from Satyam Jnanam Anantam, first from Brahman, came space, and then air, then fire, then earth, then the element, then the oshadis, then the plants, then food, and then from food came the purusha, came the person. Okay, now we have the person. So now we've had, this is the adhyaropa. Now the whole creation, right? We're seeing the whole creation come into manifestation, ending up with us. So here we are. Now what we have to do is go get. Starting, now we've gone all the way out to the edge.
Yeah.
We've got the person. Now we have to work our way back to Brahman. So now we have this physical body that comes from the plants, which come from food, which makes this physical body. Now we're going, so we've got the physical body, which is in this human form. Now we're going back one layer to the prana, which indwells, the pranamaya kosha, which indwells this physical body. And takes on the shape of the physical body. As long as it's indwelling, it takes on the shape of the physical body. Then from there, we're going to go to the manomaya and keep working into the anandamaya until we get back to Brahman. And so each one of these, when we went through the anandamaya, it said the same thing. Said for the anamaya, this is the head, this is the right side, this is the left side, right? And this middle portion, the torso, is the atma, and then the tailbone is the pratishta, is the basis. Now, the vayu, the pranamaya, is filling this. So now for the prana, which has these five aspects, what is going to be assigned to the head portion? What's going to be assigned to the right side, to the left side, and to the middle, and to the tail? And so Shankara, when he's reading of these, I think he must think, this doesn't make any sense. Why the prana? Why is the prana the head? Why is the apana the right side, you know, and the vyana, or however it goes, the vyana is the right side? The vyana is the right side, the apana is the left. Why doesn't... Why is that? So he says, so he knows somebody's going to have this doubt. So he says, it's this way because this is what the Shruti says. The Shruti assigns these for the sake of Vipassana. Okay. It's assigning it this way.
Okay.
But then he also says something interesting. He says, you know, why would the earth be made as the tail, providing support? So he says it's not really the earth, it's the devata, of the prithivi devata, the deity of the earth. Because if the earth wasn't there to ground the upana, to cause the upana, the ingoing breath, the udana, which is the peristaltic movement,
So it's more like gravity, really.
Yeah, like the gravity that holds the vyant, that holds the pranamaya kosha in the body. You need the earth, the devata of the earth, to hold the pranamaya into the body, or that aspect that we call udana, which is the peristaltic movement, which is responsible for the ejecting of the soul at the time of death. The udana would just cause the pranamaya to leave the body. And so it's the devata of the prithvi, the earth devata, that is holding the body, holding the pranamaya in the body, and attracting the apana. The apana is the ingoing breath. Otherwise, you know, the prana would just keep going. It has to be grounded. So just remember, this is upasana. It's a vision, and actually, if you spend time with this vision, it's really very useful, actually. But so this is what Shankara says. You can read it in the Bhashya. And he says, the akasha, even though akasha means space, here the akasha, in the context of, keeping it in the context of the pranamaya kosha, which has all of these parts, the samana, the digestive system, is in the middle. It's here, in the torso. And so the akasha here should be talking about the samana, the digestive system. So take akasha to be the samana, to be the atma, because it's in the center. And then he cites a verse that substantiates that. Okay, so that's, never mind. You'll see. Then he's going to give in the next section. We'll see a Brahmana a verse which is adding to the pramanatvam of this. In other words, this is Shruti Pramana.
Oh, okay. I can't believe Bob Dylan becomes a standard. You know. They were just playing Dylan out there.
Why don't we work on chanting this next week from Tasmat Ba, knowing that we've done the translation. It's going to be hard to chant with this, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll do the chanting of it next week. Okay.